From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Timothy Cole was a 26-year-old student at Texas Tech when a judge sent him away for 25 years, a sentence for a rape he did not commit. Through multiple parole hearings, Timothy maintained his innocence. He died behind bars 9 years ago. Now, DNA evidence and a confession by another convicted rapist show he was wrongfully convicted. But Texas doesn't have a formal process to exonerate someone who has already died. In a few moments, we'll hear from Timothy Cole's mother and from the rape victim whose testimony helped convict him. But first, we have the chief counsel for the Innocence Project of Texas, Jeff Blackburn, to give us the background on the case of Timothy Cole and the effort to clear his name. Jeff, welcome to News and Notes.
Thank you for having me, Tony.
Let's begin with this. How did the Timothy Cole case come to the attention of the Innocence Project?
Well, about a year ago, we got a letter from a guy in prison that said, not I'm innocent, but instead I'm guilty, and explained to us that he had that he was doing time for other crimes, that a man named Tim Cole had been tried for a crime that he had, in fact, committed, and we followed up on it.
What has been done since then, and what still needs to be done to achieve a formal exoneration from the state of Texas for Timothy Cole?
Well, there's an enormous amount. The first problem is that the court system in Texas is addicted to convictions and not very up on exonerations. We have created a very political system here in which egos are involved, politics are involved, and it's very, very difficult for judges and prosecutors to ever admit that that they've convicted innocent people. Because of that, we're running into a lot of obstacles.
Do you have to have what would amount to another trial? Or explain to the listeners what precisely has to be done to have the record changed.
Sure. We have found an old procedure in Texas law called the Court of Inquiry, which seems to fit perfectly the situation. Under this procedure, we can go to court and ask for a full hearing into the issue of who's guilty of this crime, what went wrong in the case, and everything that happened in between. We think that that's not only something we have a right to and something that would be good under the law, but we think that's the only way we're ever going to be able to examine what really happened in this case and hopefully prevent this from occurring in the future.
In order for that to happen, this court of inquiry, who has to approve it?
We have to find a district judge somewhere in Texas that has got the guts to stand up and say that the system was wrong, that it did wrong not only to Tim Cole and his family, but also to the original victim in this case, and to begin to make those conclusions about what went wrong. Now, we're hopeful that we're going to be able to get that done. We tried in Lubbock County. Frankly, we weren't surprised when the Lubbock authorities turned us down. The prosecutor that prosecuted this case and that framed Timothy Cole is now a judge there. None of them want to upset the good old boy club that's currently in existence in Lubbock County. So now we're taking our case to Austin. We believe that the district judge is there, especially given the fact that it's the state capital, maybe more inclined to do the right thing and more inclined to give us the hearing that we desperately need to clear his name for once and for all.
We should let our audience know that we here at News and Notes did ask the Lubbock County District Attorney about the court of inquiry process that you make reference to. Matthew Powell, the Lubbock DA, said, and this is a quote, "This is a unique situation, and usually there is a very specific procedure. This has never been done before," end quote. When asked further whether his office opposed the inquiry and why, Powell said it was a decision of the judge and not of the DA. Anything further, he said, quote, "You'll have to ask the judge about that." My question to you is the DA joining you in this effort to try to get a court of inquiry set up?
No, that's buck passing of the worst kind, and it's what we've gotten used to in this case. As you'll hear from other folks, the DA's office has been reluctant to step up and do the right thing. We're glad that they did the DNA testing. We're not happy that they didn't involve us in the process. We're not happy that they're not doing what at least one district attorney in Texas, Craig Watkins in Dallas, has been willing to do, and that's try to correct some of these injustices. But I've got to tell you, this is very, very typical behavior, and it's the sort of thing that my project has begun to expect from virtually every other DA in the state. They just don't want to admit that their system does wrong.
Where is the person who confessed to the crime now?
He's sitting in prison in a little town called Snyder, Texas, about 120 miles south of Lubbock.